Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission wants to invite you to be a part of this year's Oklahoma Wheat Review, looking back at the 2015 hard red winter wheat crop in the state and looking ahead to the planting season for the 2016 crop. It'll be happening on August 18th at Redlands Community College in El Reno, Oklahoma, started at 9:30 a.m. In addition, the Oklahoma Wheat Growers Annual Meeting will be held as well. Lunch will be provided at no charge, courtesy of the Oklahoma Wheat Growers. Some of the speakers that will be on this year's program for the Wheat Review include National Wheat Grower Association Secretary Jimmy Music from Sentinel, Oklahoma, Tim O'Connor, President of the U.S. Wheat Foods Council, Gary McManus, State Climatologist, Mark Hodges with Plains Grain, Dr. Jeff Edwards, Dr. Brett Carver, and Dr. Bob Hunger, all of the OSU Wheat Improvement Team. If you want more information about this year's Wheat Review, contact the Wheat Commission at 405-608-4350. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures mixed after yesterday's volatile trade. There was a lot of edge of the seat action, of course, yesterday, which led a lot of people to pay attention today in case there was some sort of major action, but really wasn't much to talk about. December corn down 2 3/4 at 377 3/4, about 9 cents off of the high from early this morning, and went as high as 386 3/4. November beans were the one bright spot for the grains, or the beans in general were the one bright spot, with November being up 3 cents at 877. And then wheat futures were negative, selling off all day till the very end and bounced a touch, still down of 7 cents in Chicago and Kansas City. That put Kansas City December at 490 1/4, down 7 1/4, roughly 15 cents off the high and about a nickel off the low. So a really disappointing day for wheat futures as that market ground lower. Outside markets such as the U.S. dollar up 120 today at 94.55. The stock market has bounced some today, up 385 points in the Dow at about 16,100. If you remember right, yesterday's low was in the low 15,000 area. So quite a bounce off of yesterday's low at this point. And then oil and natural gas just slightly higher here to finish the day.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The crop progress and condition report yesterday showed an unchanged number for the corn at 69%, good to excellent. So it was a really uneventful report for that. Soybean condition also unchanged. Nothing changed at all at 63%, good to excellent. So the corn crop at this late stage in the game is really looking pretty good. Overall, of course, we saw last week that the USDA, Pro Farmer said 164.8. So pretty much everybody across the board, from USDA to all the private analysts, are somewhere around 165 bushels an acre for the corn, and about 46 bushels an acre for beans. So both of those are really high numbers. Of course, the acreage number this year compared to last is going to be lower. But at this point, everything looks like it's going pretty good. The USDA announced this morning a 210,000 metric ton sale of beans for the 15-16 crop year to an unknown destination. And then in South America, the really only real news is the five-day strike for beef and agriculture products going on in Argentina. It's the second day of that. They're protesting some export taxes. So that should wind down in the next 3 or 4 days. Cattle futures volatile today, with feeders up anywhere from $50 to $1.20 and fats down about $50.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, October live cattle down 62 at 141.70. December down 40 at 143.97. September feeder cattle up 132 at 199.40. October up 85 at 195.75. October lean hogs up 167 at 67.50. December up 147 at 63.47. September Kansas City wheat down 9 3/4 at 466. December down 8.5. half at 489. September Chicago wheat down 8.25 at 495. December down 8.5 at 499.5. September corn down 3.25 at 365.5. December down 3.5 at 377. September soybeans up 1.5 at 894.25. November up 3.75 at 877.75. October cotton down 88 at 63.76, and December down 89 at 63.16. That's a market update. For the OklahomaFarmReport.com, I'm Leslie Smith.